Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am back with Stephanie Lambert. And if you missed the first two parts of our conversation, go back and listen. You're going to be so encouraged. We talked all about her life as a homeschool kid, now adult, what that looked like for her, kind of the things that she enjoyed most, things that were difficult for her, her relationship with her siblings, what that looked like for them. We talked a little bit about what homeschooling might look like in the future and how we can prepare for that. And then we also talked about THSC and other state homeschool organizations, what their purpose is, what they do for the homeschool community, and why they are so vitally important to our lives as homeschoolers. So definitely go back and check those out. But now, today, I want to talk about the five most important things to do if you're just getting started as a homeschooler. So if I'm a new homeschool mom, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm over the public school thing or private school thing. It's just not working. And I feel like the Lord's calling me to bring my kids home, but I don't know what to do. What would you say, Stephanie, are the five most important things that homeschool parents should do?
Okay. So I think what I'll do is I'll go through and say the five, and then I'll break it down and tell you a little bit more about each one. So I would say number one, know the law. I would say become a member of THSC if you're in Texas or your state organization. Become a member. Choose a curriculum. Then withdraw from public school. And lastly, start. So on know the law, number one, homeschooling education is legislated on a state level. So every state has different laws. You can find your state homeschool organization and find out the law for your state. You need to know what that is. It's illegal everywhere, but you have to do it according to the laws of your state. The next thing I would say is become a member of your state organization. So for THSC, we have a withdraw tool. We help families withdraw from public school. There's, you know, a whole process in Texas that you go through to do that. It's actually one that we worked on back in the 90s, I think, with the Commissioner of Education. So we actually help families through the process of withdrawing. We deal with school districts if they have issues with them. And then we have homeschool coaches for our members. So I would say the money that you spend on a membership is nothing compared to the value that you get. You need that support as you're getting started. Next is choose a curriculum. So once you know the law, you need to have a curriculum in place before you take your child out of school. One of the things that THSC has developed for our members is, and actually we have it on our website for free, so even if you're not in Texas, you could use this. It's a learning styles quiz. Oh. So you can actually go and you just click on how to homeschool or homeschool in Texas, and you can actually take a quiz for your child. So one thing that's going to be key for you in figuring out what curriculum that you want is going to be, how does your child learn? You know, are they auditory or visual or kinesthetic? And so this kind of helps you identify that. And then it provides some suggestions for different curriculum types that do that. So choosing a curriculum is important. There are so many vendors now available. So, you know, that learning styles quiz, that kind of thing would help you. And then also, again, homeschool coaches, your local, your state organizations, just finding a mentor or something to help you through that is a really good idea. Then the next thing, once you have a curriculum, is to then withdraw from the public school. So it's important that you not withdraw, that you not ready, fire, aim, as we say in Texas, that you take your time. You have that curriculum. You don't even have to take your time. I mean, there are ways you can get curriculum online for free. So if you need to get out of public school quickly, you can definitely do that. So withdrawing from the public school, everybody has a different process. Each state does. You can find that out through your state organization. In Texas, we have like a form where you just go onto our website and you actually plug your information into that form. And then it sends you what you need to send to the school in your email. And then the last thing, which seems kind of obvious, is start homeschooling. But I just want, we kind of talked about this before, which is there's a little bit of a barrier to entry where parents feel like, are my kids going to be okay? Am I going to mess them up? And I think it's really important to remember that you're their parent. You can do it. It doesn't have to look, and it doesn't look like what it looks like in the school. So I hear so many parents talk about how when they started, they had a desk and they had a schoolroom, and we're going to be in there at 8:15 and we're going to take breaks. But it really is so, the beauty of homeschooling is flexibility. So something that I heard a bunch of different moms encouraging other moms through coronavirus is take it easy. You don't have to even be doing everything all at once right at the beginning. Like, learn how your family works, but just get started. Just, you know, just start on reading or start on just that one thing, you know, and then take it a little bit at a time and realize it's going to look different. And then realize you're going to change as you go too. You're going to learn your child, or your child's going to change, or whatever, but just get started.
Yeah. Love it. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
Every December, Christians are given new reasons to not take Christmas seriously. We're told that Christmas was originally a pagan holiday, that Jesus was not born on December 25th, and that Christmas has been snowed under by hedonistic commercialism. While the enemies of the church are all too happy to have Christians believe such nonsense, Joshua Gibbs' new book titled The 25th, New and Selected Christmas Essays, argues that Christians have every reason to robustly celebrate Christmas with the confidence that they are participating in one of the oldest, deepest, and greatest mysteries of God. Claim your copy of this new book by the Searcy Institute, titled The 25th New and Selected Christmas Essays, from Amazon.com or CearcyInstitute.com/books. That's CearcyInstitute.com/books. We are back with Stephanie, and we're talking about five steps to getting started with homeschooling. And I wrote these down, and I love them because we just, Abby and I just did a podcast about 10 steps to homeschooling. And I was curious to see if your steps would line up with our steps, and they're very similar. Our first one was pray, but then our second one was know the law. And that's so important and so easy to find. I mean, just go on to your home, go to schoolhouserock.com. You can go straight onto our website, click on homeschooling in your state, and it will take you to links to be able to find out what your state laws are. And it's so interesting because the laws so widely vary. I mean, you've got states like Oklahoma where there are no restrictions. I mean, nothing at all. Like, you don't have to, as far as I know, you don't have to turn anything in, an affidavit or an intent to homeschool or anything. Where we are in Georgia, we're pretty free. We have to turn in a declaration of intent every year, and we have to keep attendance. But then you've got states like, I want to say New York or New Jersey, where they have to actually approve your curriculum. Don't quote me on that, but I know there are a couple of states where they have to actually approve your curriculum before you can even teach it to your child, which is crazy to me. So it really does depend where you live, and you need to find out what your laws are in your state. Never just pull your kids out because that can get you into a lot of trouble, and then become a member of your state organization. How much does it cost to be a member of THSC? Because I have no idea what all the different, I know some are free, some are low cost. What is the cost to be a member of the Texas Homeschool Coalition?
Well, it ranges. We have a quarterly membership where you pay quarterly, and it's $40 a quarter, or you can do it annually where it's $120, or you can just do a lifetime membership, which is $1,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's great. I mean, that's nothing. That's, you know, mm-hmm. dinner.
If you consider, yeah, really just one quarterly situation that we help you through, or even one conversation with one of our homeschool coaches, it's just so worth it.
So if they're a member of THSC, what do they get for that? What is the benefit for them, besides the fact that you are, you know, fighting for their freedoms and keeping the freedom to homeschool? What you talk about coaches, they have access to all of that stuff as a member?
So we offer a homeschool starter kit. So I mentioned to you coronavirushomeschooling.com. So actually people around the country can use that. Okay. And it's basically 6 weeks of curriculum and lesson plans right off the bat. So you can kind of try out different curriculums and see what you like. And that is actually a way that you can have a curriculum if you need to get started quickly. So we call that our homeschool starter kit. And then we have planning tools. So we have sample schedules, report card templates, transcript templates, student and teacher ID cards. So those are our planning tools. Our expert coaches, they are experienced. They're homeschool moms. They help, you know, answer questions about special needs or, you know, getting started or getting into college, things like that. We partner with other companies and provide discounts to our members. So we have a Classical Conversations discount. We have an Alpha and Omega Press, BJU, dual credit at home, a bunch of different things where we have big discounts, which those discounts in and of themselves can pay for the membership, actually. And then in Texas, we have legal protection and advocacy. So when CPS is sometimes in Texas, because CPS works so much with the public school, sometimes CPS is an issue for homeschooling because they're not used to how to deal with homeschoolers. So we have legal assistance, and then we have member advocacy. And that would be the thing where, you know, my child's trying to get a job and they say they have to have some kind of public school enrollment, or even when legislation is coming down the pike that is negative toward homeschooling, that's the kind of advocacy we do in the legislature for our members.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So become a member of your state organization. You then talked about finding curriculum, and we talked about that on our podcast where we talked about 10 steps to getting started. We actually went into pretty great detail about how to find curriculum, so you can listen to that there. Withdraw from school. I love that you provide that. And I think most state organizations provide that resource for their people in their state of how they can withdraw their kids from school. So if that's something you need to do, contact your state organization. If you don't have one, contact HSLDA and they can help you with that as well. And then I love that you just, the last one is start. Just get started and taking baby steps. That's such an important thing because we feel like we need to jump in with both feet all in. You know, we're going to start day one and we're going to do math, science, history, language arts. Like, we're going to do it all. And those moms get so overwhelmed. And that's when they want to throw in the towel because they're like, I can't do this. This is too much work. But start with one subject at a time. You know, for the first month, do history and read good literature with your kids. The next month, add science to it and continue with history and continue reading. The next month, add math. I mean, it can be really that simple, but take time to build that relationship with your kids because that's so much more important than just digging into the books and shoving all of the information into their brains. That's going to overwhelm everybody. So I love those steps. So thank you for that. And you mentioned coronavirushomeschooling.com. So we will put the link for that into the show notes as well as the link for THSC and where people can find their own homeschool state organizations. So Stephanie, thank you. I want to just ask you one last question. Okay. Assuming that there is a homeschooled child listening to this podcast, because we have lots of kids who listen with their parents. It's so fun. We have one local family, and she listens, and her daughter came up to me the other day and she was like, just so you know, I hear your voice all the time. And I was like, thank you. So Christina, that's for you. Thank you for listening. You and Natalie. Hi, Natalie. but talk to the homeschool kid, those kids who are being homeschooled right now. How can you encourage them to stay the course and to keep a good attitude about the sacrifice that their parents are making and their parents' faithfulness to teaching them at home?
I would say that you may not be able to feel this now, but you are receiving a specialized and personalized education that you will be thankful for in the future. you are going to look back on this time with fond memories. There are going to be things that you feel like you're missing out on. And, you know, you can't have everything. You're not going to have a public school experience if you're not at public school. But you're gonna be so thankful for what you did receive that is perfectly designed for you. And I would say just look for opportunities to thank your parents. Realize that they're really sacrificing and giving up a lot to give you what they're giving you. And you're going to come out ahead because of it. So embrace it, make the most of it. So much of happiness is a choice, you know? So just choose to see the great things about it. Make the most of it and encourage your friends around you to do the same thing. And as you get older, you're going to look back and be really grateful.
Oh, I love that encouragement. Thank you so much, Stephanie. You are such a delight, such a blessing. I have loved getting to talk to you this week. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for the kingdom work that you do and for the sacrifices that you make to serve the Lord and to serve the homeschool families, not just in Texas, but really around the globe. You guys are having a huge impact there, you know, because everything's bigger in Texas, right? So,
you know, that's
go
what we
big
think
or go home.
That's right. So. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for what you do. You guys are doing a really amazing job and we appreciate you. We love working alongside you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. All by God's grace. We couldn't do it without him. Just like we can't do this homeschooling thing or parenting thing or anything we do, we can't do it without him. So thank you so much. And you guys, thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your week. We will be back here with you on Monday with another great guest. Talk to you then. Bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program. Parents seeking alternatives to traditional education find Classical Conversations gives their children the best possible opportunities to succeed in grade school, middle school, high school, and beyond, to prepare them for a lifetime of success, no matter what their goals for the future. So if you're considering homeschooling and you don't know where to start, or if you're already homeschooling and you want to explore another option, we've been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence. And we'd love nothing more than for you and your family to join us in our mission to know God and make Him known. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and to learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.